previously on the Loyal Littles podcast.
What do you think is the greatest invention of all time?
There's so many different things to pick, but the first thing that pops into my mind is fire.
Ah.
Not really an invention, but...
Well, yeah.
It was a discovery.
Yeah, it was just
somebody had to come up with the idea. It's like, hey, you know, if we take this up at birth, and you think of it, that's really the whole base of our energy, because we burn things to get energy.
Yeah, true.
That's the electricity, so I'll go with fire.
Love it.
It beats out the wheel.
Welcome back to the Loyal Littles Podcast.
On the WTFC Podcast Network.
Hey, Roxy.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Little.
Shiny Chuck.
Hello. Welcome back.
Back in the house. Only because the little one's napping. We're hopefully going to have you for the whole show. We're not sure. We might have you for 5 minutes. We might have you for the first part.
Mediocre minutes.
Definitely mediocre.
You're getting the hang of it, Chuck.
Definitely mediocre. All right, let's just jump right into everything. Well, Chuck's really here to start with a big correction.
Ooh.
Okay, because he got right on the texting device there. And it's like, what the hell do you mean I don't have a bracket? Because we were making fun of him for not having a bracket.
Yes.
And he was, what is yours called?
Teeny and Tiny Chucks.
Teeny and Tiny Chucks
Wait,
bracket.
That's cute.
It's very cute.
That's cute.
Not cute enough to make our 32 Sweet 16 round. He was a little upset about that. And
he's a co-host.
I know. He can't win anyway, but I didn't know. But we didn't know. Uh-huh. We didn't know who it was.
I was more offended that all of America thinks that I'm a slacker and didn't do a bracket. I don't really care about winning.
Well, okay. In full
reputation across the country.
Whoa. Now, Chuck, I've known you for a long time. Okay.
Yes, long time.
For at least the last decade, probably longer. We always have our own private little bet / little group.
Yes.
Right.
That I think it's just called Chucks R Us or something. I don't remember the name of it. Something like that.
Yes.
And
you're right.
There was no bracket. I put mine in. Chuck didn't put his in. So I just assumed he didn't create a bracket this year.
Gotcha.
Little did I know he joined the Loyal Littles podcast group, but not the one that really matters. Because, you know, I thought, you know, best friends for life, you know, I thought that mattered. Apparently it doesn't these days. Yeah. So that's why I thought he didn't do a bracket. And all of a sudden he's like, I got a bracket. So anyway, how is your bracket doing, Chuck?
It started off rough. Like the first night, one of my final four predictions, Kentucky out. So I was ready to throw in the towel, but then I came back pretty strong, had a pretty good showing for the Sweet 16, and then Carolina game screwed me, so I'm out there.
Yeah.
So I also had Arizona, so that's out.
Yeah. So who was your champion?
Probably like everybody else, Connecticut.
Oh, okay. Well, so you're still in it. Great. I mean, you probably won't win anything.
Oh, no, I'm still in it, but I don't think I have any like dark horses that are going to, you know, like I didn't pick any of the upsets. That going this far, it's pretty much ink, you know.
Yeah,
what do they call that?
You call it ink? Most people call it chalk.
Chalk, yes.
Chalk, ink. Well, that's a good way. Ink. I like that. Mm-hmm. Never heard that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's true.
There you go. Chuckism.
On one of my, I had two. I had a Chuck and Roxy bracket, and then we had the Loyal Littles podcast bracket. I don't remember which is which, but one of them had Arizona. I went with a dark horse because I was like, well, we got to be different. And then we have UConn in the other one. Do you have UConn, Roxy?
I do.
Yeah. So we all got UConn left.
And I only have one bracket.
I know. Well, wait, I was doing it for the good of the podcast, Roxy.
I wasn't trying to
get an extra pick in there. I was trying to get our names out there a little bit
more.
So anyway, enough sports talk. We had some, we had some emails. We want to start with, it says, Chuck and Roxy, received your note and sticker. Thank you. I enjoyed spending time with you both. And I believe your logo is one of the best ever. All the best, KP, episode TBD.
Ooh.
So we're not going to disclose. That's what he wrote. So I'm reading.
Yeah.
It says KP. We won't disclose because that's someone that we've recorded and we're going to like do a Meet the Littles guest.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to acknowledge, just so you know, KP, that was drawn by episode 4, Eric Lonergan. So that's one of our own. So yeah, we agree.
Absolutely.
It's a great logo.
Yep.
All right. Then we heard from Roop Sharma, episode 48. Chuck, your sisters failed you. When I was a kid, I learned rather quickly that, quote unquote, snitches get stitches, end quote. I can't even tell you what came to mind when you admitted to ratting out a little kid for taking a lollipop. Sad. I'm sorry. You need to teach these punks early. Because like I said, the next thing he's going to be stealing my car.
All right. So maybe that was his lesson. That was his one teach him
early
moment.
Okay, but he's saying
they have to mess up one time to learn, right?
But he's mocking me.
I know.
For snitching on the kid, even though the guy did nothing. He was like, I don't care.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Sure.
I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. All right. Then we have some thank yous. Again, KP, the mysterious KP.
Ooh.
He's an author. He sent us some books.
Yeah.
He sent us some books that I think some littles are going to like.
Yeah.
I know they're going to love them, actually.
I think
and so he gave us a set for prizes, Roxy.
Yeah.
How
signed,
great was that?
Right?
Signed autographed books that we're going to give away for prizes. We're very excited. That's not this episode. It'll be maybe the next episode. We're not sure. I don't know what the order is going to be yet. But thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That was really sweet. We know the littles are going to love that. And let's see. Brian Muller. Episode 167, who's not really happy with me right now because I might have sent him a little Elmo thing about toilet paper that we can't really put on this lovely, fine, upstanding podcast.
It's
hilarious. But we might throw a clip in there here and there.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I saw that. That's
yeah. Really but anyway, he was very sweet. Chuck, he sent us some gifts from the Uranus Fudge Factory.
Yeah.
So,
really?
Yeah, really, hey. Chuck. Where were you? You've lived in Missouri your whole life. I never got anything from there from you. It's just, and we got one of those cozy, it's called
you
a can
from
hugger.
Another part of your anus.
Oh, okay. No, it's called a can hugger.
Yeah.
We call them cozies.
A koozie.
A koozie, tomato, something. Tomato.
Yeah.
And it says on the back, it says, awesome things are found in Uranus.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. That's perfect. So thank you, Brian Muller. And then Todd K for using the code. He went to Venmo, searched our code.
Yep, LL Pod.
And he sent us a one-time donation.
Yeah.
He was one of the, I don't always like to say the amounts and stuff because I don't want people to, you know, feel weird about it.
Right.
But I do enjoy the 5 and 11.
Oh.
Those are always fun.
100%. And he has episode 115.
Correct? Oh, 115. Sorry, did I not mention that?
Yeah.
Sorry, Todd. So thank you so much.
Those are so appreciated.
And they're so much fun when we wake up to those little Venmo things on our phone. So don't forget, if you want to support the podcast, you can use our code at Venmo or you can become a monthly supporter and go to our website.
LoyalLittlesPod.com.
Scroll to the bottom, become a monthly supporter for as little as 99 cents.
Yep.
99 cents a month.
Yep.
It's easy.
99 pennies.
Was that with the math?
Yep.
Call Dina. All right. So before we get to our Meet the Littles guest, we want to, Chuck, do you know about this new Ghostbusters movie?
I've seen the trailer.
Okay.
Yes.
So you haven't seen it yet, though, right?
No.
Okay.
I haven't seen a movie in 5 years.
Okay. Whatever.
Okay.
Plus tax. Yeah. Well, no, because we rewatched it for this very reason, because I was actually excited. I didn't even know they were making this, to be honest. This, I guess it's like a, is it a remake? Not really.
I think it's like a sequel.
It's like a sequel, but they have the original cast, most of them.
Sure.
Obviously, they all can't be there.
Yeah.
Right.
I think they're mostly cameos at this point.
Yeah, probably. Mm. It reminded me of the new Vacation.
Yeah, right.
Where, you know, Chevy Chase and Beverly Dan, they're the grandparents.
Right.
And they have like a little scene at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
The remake of the original.
Right.
Which actually wasn't horrific.
I
thought I was
going
to hate it. I saw it. It was late night on TV. I was like, all right, I'll put it on. It wasn't horrific, you know, it's just not the original.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, I have a feeling that's what it's going to be. But I was kind of interested, and so we went back and watched the original. Now I don't remember. And then, you know, after when you watch it on streaming during the credits, it'll pop up and say, okay, this is next. And it said Ghostbusters 2, and I was like, oh my gosh, I completely forgot that they were in Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah.
I knew they made a sequel, but so this is where I'm confused. So what's the sequel? I mean, Ghostbusters 2 is the sequel.
Well, they made a couple, didn't they? They did a version with all female
Well, that's
actors.
A little different. That's later in life, and that's that's something different. I'm talking about with like the original cast. So Ghostbusters 2 would be the sequel. That's why I'm confused as to what this new movie would be. But I'm kind of interested.
It's part of the franchise, the Ghostbusters
franchise. Okay, we'll call it that.
Just like the Marvel movies and things like that.
So Chuck, what do you remember of the original? Did you like it? Do you remember liking it?
Well, I'll tell you my first impression. Now that you've been talking, I've been listening.
Okay.
Very intently.
Okay.
Would you call Ghostbusters a comedy or like a horror? Because I remember it being very lighthearted and but it was the 80s, so everything was different back then.
Right.
But this new one seems a lot scarier than.
Okay. Whoa. I don't mean to cut you off, but I do have to say this because the one thing I looked over at her when the movie finished, the credits are rolling, and I said, okay, there was nothing less scary in this movie, because it was scary. There were some moments, Chuck, where I was like, and I'm watching her, like, she's just sitting here. I'm like, how are you watching this? You won't watch X movie with me, yeah. this other movie. Like, I brought up all yeah. these other movies.
Because it's Ghostbusters. I mean, come on.
But there were some really, you're right, Chuck, there were some really scary moments in Ghostbusters. So I yeah. look, I don't think it was supposedly a horror movie by any means.
No.
With comedy right. in it. No, right. no, no, that's not it. But I will say, you are absolutely right, Chuck. Write this date down on the calendar. No, no, I thought the same thing. I was like, this is scary. And you're sitting here yeah. watching this? Okay, now we can watch, I'm trying to think, The Ring or
no.
some of these other like semi Blair Witch Project. There was
no.
nothing more scary in Blair Witch Project than this movie, is what I'm trying to say. And she's like, no, it's too scary. I'm not watching horror movies and stuff like that. I'm
the
like,
the scariest part, I think, was the old lady ghost, the librarian.
Yeah, but there were other moments
at the
too.
Beginning, I think, when she looked like a human ghost, you know,
yeah.
but then as they got closer and she turned her head and then she went off.
Okay, spoiler alert.
That was a little scary. It's been out since the 80s, Chuck. It's fine.
Before you were born, I think.
You know, I think Sigourney Weaver did a great job
oh, yeah.
playing that role and
oh, yeah.
Being possessed by whatever this...
The key master. Key,
yeah, whatever that was. I
the
mean, Rick Moranis,
master.
Too. I mean, he's
oh, yeah.
hilarious.
They're all
so
great.
It was, yeah. 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 It's yeah. good. It's good.
Yep, yep, yep. So you're thinking you're going to see the new one?
You know, if it comes out on Netflix or
yeah.
something, I'll
yeah.
probably...
Yeah.
I forgot, you have a baby. You can't
on,
go
but,
to the movies.
But I'll tell you, speaking of... remakes or sequels, have you guys seen or watched the new Roadhouse movie?
No,
no.
I don't
With
think
Jake,
I can.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Oh, I just can't. It's so bad.
Oh, did you watch it though, or you're just saying it's going to be bad?
I'm like 3/4 into it because I'm oh. like I'm just watching it a little bit at a time.
Yeah,
it's just so bad and it's so disgraceful too.
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, the original movie, and
right.
I'm just like. God, just, you know, I'm thinking about it, and I cannot think of a good Jake Gyllenhaal movie where he's
really
where he's a good actor.
Is he the all right, all right, all right guy?
No,
oh,
that's
no, who's
Matthew
that?
McConaughey.
Oh, Matthew McConaughey. I don't know
all
who Jake.
Right, all right,
yeah.
all right.
Now he was,
I've been racking my brain. I mean, I just don't see it with this guy. Like, I know he's been in a lot of movies, but they're all kind of average movies.
Yeah,
and he really doesn't have anything to offer outside of his little box.
No.
Which one was Sweet Home Alabama?
That was not Jake Gyllenhaal.
That was, okay,
I don't
okay.
know
oh
what
God,
it was.
That was Matthew
McConaughey. No, that wasn't Matthew McConaughey.
Was
that
what?
Was somebody else.
Are you kidding me right
I'm
now?
I promise
All right,
you.
Get your Google machine
I
now,
I promise
Roxy.
You, Chuck.
Okay. I thought it was one of those two.
No, honestly, Jake Gyllenhaal has never done anything
I love,
for me.
I love that movie, by the way.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
it's so
great.
Cute.
Whoever that person is was great. And I love her as well. So anyway, Chuck, one more movie since we're going in the time machine. Have you ever seen the movie Yesterday? Do you know what we're talking about?
No, doesn't sound familiar.
Okay, it's the guy who, he's a musician, but then something happens in the world. There's like a blackout, but everyone loses their memory of the Beatles.
Except him.
Oh. Except him, and spoiler alert, a couple other people, which we didn't know at the time. But the previews give you the idea that he's the only one that remembers the Beatles.
Right.
So, of course, he starts playing a cover tune and like for friends, and they're like, oh, that's great. When did you write that? He's like, what are you talking about? I didn't write that. He's like, well, where'd you get it from? And so, you know, anyway,
yeah,
it was actually pretty cute.
It was actually pretty good.
I'd wanted
yeah.
to see it for a long time, and
yeah.
it just came on
Same.
One of our streaming, and
Same.
We were like, oh, we'll throw it on.
Okay.
And highly recommend, if you're a Beatles fan, it's
yeah.
kind of fun.
Yeah,
and it's,
I mean, it's yeah. a little
it's
predictable.
Silly.
But,
it's predictable and silly.
But it's, I mean, you hear the Beatles songs, and
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
it's just, it's great. And yeah, there's a moment towards the end where a character comes in to play, and it just, it kind of took me by surprise, and
oh.
it kind of took my breath away a little bit.
Oh, okay, right. I know what you're talking about.
And,
let's not even say anything about it. But yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds like a rom-com. Is it a rom-com?
It
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, because
yeah,
there's, yes.
Yeah.
We'll just throw it at that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's cute.
Okay.
And Ed Sheeran's in it, too.
But Chuck, I like rom-coms. I'm trying to get her to still watch Jerry Maguire. She
I know,
won't.
I know. The guy from Sweet Home Alabama was Josh Lucas.
Josh, what?
Yeah.
Who the hell's that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Patrick Dempsey was in it, too.
Yeah, I knew
like
that.
Him.
He plays
yeah.
her fiance. Wait.
Yeah.
Josh Lucas?
Yeah.
McDreamy.
Who the hell is that?
I think he was like a one-movie wonder.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Wow,
that.
He did a great job.
That movie. That's Reese Witherspoon, right?
Yeah, Reese Witherspoon. Yeah, he did a great job.
I mean, he's been in other things, but
okay.
I don't think
right,
very memorable.
To be honest, I thought it was Harry Connick.
No, I definitely knew it wasn't Harry Connick, but I love Harry Connick, but
yeah,
I knew
right.
it wasn't him. Yeah. All right, listen, let's get out of here. But before we do, we have to. This is kind of A1 Above the Fold. I meant to do it at the top of the episode, so my apologies to our fellow third wheel, Ritz.
Ah.
Shout out.
Oh, yes.
Two nights ago at bowling.
Oh, my gosh. That's right.
212.
Yeah.
A 212.
He bowled a 212.
Yeah. I'm dying.
Incredible.
I'm just, my dream someday is to get into the 200 club. I've not even really come close. I think I've 178, I think is the highest I've ever gotten in the bowling. That's probably the highest ever.
My
anyway.
Dream is just to get one stinking turkey.
Yeah.
One.
Roxy had another turkey opportunity. And she blew it.
Ugh.
Once again.
Every
but
time.
No, seriously, Ritz. That's
I
amazing.
I know. That's incredible.
I think his team won. We didn't bowl against them again.
No.
We bowled against the Conga Boleros, which is the name
on
of,
your feet.
On your feet. Show and we did well.
We did well.
We came through. I mean, it was a tough battle, but we did win.
Yeah,
that's who we were chasing for third to get back into third place.
Yeah,
and I think we obviously gained some points, but I don't think it was enough because I think they were seven ahead of us.
Right.
So anyway,
right.
That's your bowling segment. Bravo, Ritz. I mean, no, seriously, that's
yeah,
amazing.
I know.
That's amazing.
I know.
So
that's
congratulations.
So cool.
Proud of you, man.
Yeah.
All right. So that's our bowling segment. Let's get out of here. We have a great Meet the Littles guest. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Meet
the.
Wait, are we not going to talk about baseball? So the whole reason I'm on here.
Chuck.
Chuck, the O's won. We don't do sports. No, we will when we come back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Meet
the
Littles.
Hi, this is Mike O'Brien from Boston, formerly Rivera, and you're listening to Chuck and Roxy, the Loyal Littles podcast on the WTFC Podcast Network.
We are being played in this episode by 16-year-old Kyla Carter. And this song is called Half Full, Half Empty. Now, if you like what you hear, the best place to find all her stuff is over on her website. It's just kylacartermusic.com. That's KYLACARTERMUSIC.com. And also go over to Twitter or X and give her a follow over there. It's just at Kyla D. Carter, KYLAD as in dog, CARTER. And the most important thing is, as always, we will play the full song, Half Full, Half Empty, at the end of the podcast.
Half full.
All you loyal littles, it's now time to
meet the littles
and Roxy.
Yeah, Chuck.
Now, Roxy hasn't even heard this come out of my mouth yet today, but people are going to think this is a repeat. This guest sounds so much like someone else that we've had on the podcast.
You know, I was thinking that, but I can't.
Any ideas
place it.
Around the early 20s?
Early
I think
20s?
Actually maybe episode 20.
Ooh.
Any ideas?
He's
from DC. That's your hint.
That's not a very good
okay.
hint, Chuck.
I'm sorry.
At this point,
this guy sounds just like Shad in DC.
Oh.
I'm sorry. It's not Shad in D.C., Littles.
No.
Okay. But we've been chatting off air for a while now, and we already have lots in common.
They have a voice doppelganger.
I mean, my right. My favorite, though, is he's like, yeah, have you ever heard of Wolf Trap? I'm playing there. I'm like, what? And yeah, and I've played Wolf Trap many times, so mm-hmm. we've been chatting off air. This has been great. Please welcome to the podcast, Steve Dawson. Hey, Steve, how's it going?
Hey, I wish I had a haiku ready. I'm sorry, I don't.
That's okay.
That's your homework assignment by the end of this interview.
I'll be working. I'm sitting here. I'm counting my syllables. I've
good.
Got a little triangle.
Because we'll take a break.
That would be a haiku constructed during an interview. Hey, I think I have sat on that one, right?
A goodbye haiku could be good
that
for this.
That
would be great. So, anyway, no, seriously, Roxy, when he started talking, we started, because we always chat off air a little bit, you know, to get to know them a little bit and
sure.
talk about what we're going to do and stuff like that. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Shad, what say you? Steve, what we'd like to do is take it way back. We want to meet you first. Tell all the littles a little something about yourself, where you went to school, stuff like that, where you grew up.
Okay, great. Hey, my name is Stephen Dawson. I am a local Northern Virginian. I grew up in Alexandria, Virginia, and went to T.C. Williams High School, which has now been renamed Alexandria City High School because T.C. Williams was a bad guy. Mm. So it was a good change. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Remember the Titans.
Yes.
Yeah. That was where me and all my bandmates, who, you know, we get played on the show a lot, Herman Boone, the Denzel Washington character, was our driver's ed coach. He wasn't coaching football anymore, but we knew him well. I went off to college at Tulane University in New Orleans and barely survived those 4 years. came back and we got with all my buddies from high school, which were the guys that Remember the Titans high school. And we started a rock band, toured the country for 10 years, you know, we're almost famous. And then I became responsible for a carbon-based life form and had to stop being on the road. If not, those two things don't coexist all that well.
Right.
I went to law school at University of Baltimore for the JD, and then I got an LLM, which is a legal master's degree, lawyers losing money. I got a new pair of smarty pants from George Washington University. Sorry, that was probably more than you needed.
No, that's great, but we're going to dissect it now. Yeah. Let's go back to your undergrad. I've always wondered about that kind of stuff, like how these people, I sit here in today's world and think, thank goodness the internet did not exist when I went to college. Mm-hmm. Now, in some ways, you could say, like, well, that's stupid because it, you know, is easier to do homework, stuff like that. I'm just talking about wasting time.
Right.
I don't know how that.
Distracted.
Oh, mm-hmm. I would have been so distracted. Now, I often think about people who went to like UNLV or Tulane, these cities where they're obviously like tourist attractions. And, you know, when there's some beverages that flow readily and things like that. What was that like? You said you survived, but let's go back. What was your major, first of all?
I don't know if I ever declared it officially. I'm kidding.
Sounds,
I was a history major. But I majored in Frenchman Street and listening to music. You know, that was really what brought me down there. I'm old enough that the drinking age was legally 18 my freshman year.
Wow.
And it was a federal law that Louisiana hadn't bought into yet. They weren't getting highway money as a result. And just about when I turned 21, they finally caved in and changed the rules. So.
Wow.
I think having the drinking age lower, it made it less taboo, and you didn't see you saw some binge drinking, but I don't know. I think it kind of worked out.
Yeah.
It just wasn't that, hey, we can all go drink 1,000 beers because we have a minute. It was just part of the culture down there. So, but yeah, I barely survived. You know, I didn't go to class all that much.
Yeah, that's funny, actually, that you say that, because I've heard of that situation where I feel like it's what my parents did. Okay, my parents were both cops, and we were brought up that way where they were always like, if you want to drink, that's fine, but you better do it here. They're like, we'll even buy it for you, but
really?
You are not leaving the house.
How is that legal?
Well, it's legal. If it's in your own, your parents can do whatever they want, I think.
I guess, yeah.
And they've passed on, so I'm not getting anyone in trouble here.
No.
So, no, I mean, maybe it wasn't legal. I don't know. Well, I mean, hate to say it this way, but they were more concerned with seeing their son's mugshot in the local paper.
Yeah, sure.
Them being both police officers.
It's a much more controlled environment.
Right. The point is that I never wanted to drink because it was so easy.
Yeah.
All my friends are like, oh, we went to a party. We had to sneak out and go to a party. I'm like, oh, I don't have to do that.
Yeah.
I'm like, so what's the big deal? I can drink anytime I want. And I just never did because it was just, there was no mystery to it. There was no suspense.
The novelty wasn't there.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of what he's saying. Like, if it's that readily available, it's just not, that's such a big deal. You'd rather go listen to some music and stuff. Mm-hmm. So. Wow, that's so interesting.
We were allowed to have keg parties in the dorm room if we took a class from the campus. So, I mean, you know, it showed you that it took that taboo element away, and I think a lot of it fell into place. Anyway, it was pretty cool. New Orleans is awesome.
It is.
I also found it interesting because one of my sisters, fell into that gap where she could legally drink for like a year and a half. 2 years, and then all of a sudden it was illegal.
Yeah.
I often wonder what it was like for them. Because how weird is that?
That's
like,
wild.
Oh, I can go into a bar and order a drink, and then all of a sudden they're saying, no, you can't.
Right.
For another year or whatever. I don't know. I always
you're like, I was just in here yesterday.
Right.
What happened? You know?
Like, this sucks. Yeah, I often wonder.
Arbitrary and capricious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So I heard there was a lot in between here, but then I heard, was it grad school? You went to law school?
Yeah, went to law school right after I had to leave the band. I've got a kid who's now a sophomore at UVA, but she was born about 20 years ago. Sheesh. And, you know, it was a good time. We'd done a few albums and had a great 8-year run. And so, yeah, I just started working for the family business and going to law school at night. It was a talk about a change of pace going from full-time rock band to diaper changer / law school.
And that's what you do today, lawyer?
Yeah. I kind of managed the family business. So.
Excellent.
In D.C. Cool. Consulting firm was a law firm, environmental regulatory stuff. We help people navigate that process.
Nice.
Excellent. Yeah, full disclosure, whoever answered your phone apologized for us because we hung up on them.
Yeah.
There, you gave us a number, and it was some, I didn't catch the name, and all of a sudden it was some woman answered, and it was like a business. So I was like, oh, we got the wrong number, Roxy.
Right, right.
So, you just bailed. No, so, I paid pretty well, but let me stand.
Okay. So, yeah, we totally just bailed. Yeah. And then, well, I already told you this off air, though, while we were waiting for you to get on the phone.
There was nice music.
Great. Great on hold music.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. And you know, I should have known he was in a band because it was this like
was
funky.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
It was some.
It was cool.
Was that your band's music by any chance?
No, I wish it was. That's a pretty tight pocket. I've been listening to that same hold music for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
So I could probably plug over to the piano and play for you now.
Wow. I told him, like, we're going to call back and just fake a call so we can get some of that,
yeah, right.
You know, on hold music.
Mm-hmm.
So, matter of fact, I think it'd be funnier if I just call back, let her answer, and then we ask her, can you just put us on hold? Just, I don't care who you put me through to.
Awesome.
Just put me on hold.
Yeah.
Real quick before we take a break, we always like to do this, and you moved around quite a bit, it seems like. I mean, a little bit. What's your favorite sport and your favorite teams and things like that?
Oh, man, that's a good question. So I, believe it or not, haven't moved, other than being in college for 4 years and then the moving in the band. I fear all change and have lived in my Alexandria. I live here. My kids all go to the same elementary school I went to. Growing up, my favorite team was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And it was because my grandma lived down there, and I fell in love with that goofy orange pirate with a knife in his mouth. And I fell in love with how terrible they were. And, you know, the whole Tom Brady thing was like a lucid dream. I thought I'd died of COVID. when that happened, it was really awesome. But no, I only wear the creamsicle orange. You can ask anybody I know.
Yeah.
It's only really juicy orange stuff. And my wife gets so mad because I look so weird.
Oh, you know what? I'm the same. I don't blame you one bit. Roxy here is a diehard Patriots fan.
Right.
And just there's nothing like when they wear those throwbacks.
I know. I do like the throwbacks.
The throwbacks with
the Patriot, the man. Football. He doesn't love that guy.
Oh, my gosh. It's so badass.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I mean, the logo. And the same thing with the Tampa Bay one. That's that one you just described is so badass compared to what the other ones they have.
Yep.
Yeah. I just love the throwbacks.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
All right. So it's just football, though, right? So no DC teams at all?
Hey, everybody else, I'm a Bullets fan. I'm a Nats fan. I don't love hockey so much, but I root for everything else. I'm DC through and through. I just have that one deviation where my love of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just cannot.
Well, we have quite a few fans that will love you for that. We have quite a few Tampa Bay.
We do, actually.
Yeah. And that Brady year, that was something crazy.
I know.
I just never. It still blows my mind that it happened. But, I mean, we should have known better. The thing that kills me is that I didn't place a bet on it at the beginning of the season.
Never bet against Tom Brady.
Well, it's not only that. It's just the universe stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Like, last year, I didn't do it. And, of course, I'm glad I didn't. But, I mean, how did we not place a bet Jets versus Green Bay in the Super Bowl? Like, that would have just, if Aaron Rodgers led the Jets to the Super Bowl and then they played his old team, you know what I mean? That's just universe thing happening. And you're like, how did I not see that coming?
Yeah.
I thought of it. And then,
that's
like,
a good thing.
30 seconds into the season, I was like, well, I would have been a dope if I put money on that. So that's good. So
the odds would have been good. You put $10 down, you probably win $1 million.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right.
So anyway. All right. Well, listen, we have lots more to get into. We have to hear all about how you became a Little and stuff like that. But we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with
Meet the Littles.
This is the Loyal Littles Podcast with Chuck and Roxy.
And now what you hear is not a test, it's brackets to the beat. And me, the groove and my jingling are gonna try to avoid defeat. You see, I am Mr. Lip, I got Kentucky and Creighton, so Villanova is coming out of the East, Arizona just a Final Four. And next I got Arizona beating Villanova, Creighton falls to Kentucky. In the Battle of the Wildcats, Kentucky wins the final 74-63. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought a friend along. And next on the mic, she'll take Creighton. Come on, y'all, it's Phil's mom.
Why? Oh, my God. At first, I didn't know what that was. I didn't even know they had a basketball. I finally caught on to it. I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen them on there before. I just have a good feeling about them this year. I still stuck with Hawaii. Who knows?
Welcome back to the Loyal Littles podcast and Roxy.
Yeah, Chuck, this is great.
We're lucky enough to have Steve Dawson with us.
We are.
Now, I learn more. Every time we hit stop, I learn more. And I'm like, damn it, why weren't we still recording? I feel like I'm interviewing Ed Butt here.
Yeah.
He's the main one. You just never...
You never stop.
You just don't stop the recording. Just let it go.
Yeah.
Let him do his thing. Anyway, so just in passing off air... He tells us, oh, yeah, I sat next to Tim Kirchen on a plane one time. I'm like, whoa, yeah. Easy kill. Now, you said you just left him alone, right?
Yeah, I have a tendency to do that. In D.C., you see all the politicians on a plane. And then back in our band days, we always had a rule. Please do not geek yourself. And so we always had a kind of unspoken code of not bothering the famous people when they were doing their things. Although I did also meet Mr. Tony in an airport once. I'll tell you that story next break as well. My wife... I said, don't bother him. Leave him alone. And my wife went and bugged him.
So. Whoa. Okay. Yeah. We're going to
dropping all kinds of bombs here, folks. All kinds of bombs.
Well, that's next. That's on the, that's right now. But first, we want to just give Mr. Kirchen his due.
Yeah. 266.
Episode 266. If you haven't listened to that episode, Wow. It was such a fun time. He's so good.
Yeah.
All right.
You ask the avocado question. Is that's
you're going to have to listen. You're going to have to tune in.
Okay. All right.
I'm in. You got it. You got a subscriber.
I will just say avocado. Were mentioned.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Let's get into your Tony fandom, and then obviously we have to get into that airport story.
Yeah.
But so how did you become a Little? When did you start listening to Tony and all that stuff?
Hey, great question. So I graduated college in 1996, and my first job the summer right after I got back was at a local music store in D.C., well, in the Falls Church area called Fox's Music Company. And I got shipped out to the Vienna, Virginia location. There wasn't a ton of business. And I would turn on my AM radio to sports talk because I was just a regular 20-year-old sports fan. And Tony Kornheiser was on. Also, Ken Beatrice. This was a long time ago, 1996, man. That's almost 30 years. This was before PTI, I think. I don't even think Tony had started doing that. You could still call into the show at that time, and as long as you didn't ask the question, how are you doing? He talked to you. If you asked that question, you were banned from the Kornheiser show.
Absolutely.
And so I've always listened. And, you know, when he went to Monday Night Football, I was bummed. When I was on the road in the band, I couldn't always listen because, you know, there wasn't the internet. You had to be in this local little AM bubble to get it. And so I missed a lot there in a couple of the early 2000s years. And then I kind of remember when the Monday Night Football thing ended, being stoked that he was coming back to radio. Not that I was happy about any misfortune, but I was just happy to have my Tony back.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I always thought that was a weird time. I really did. I don't know why. And I can't believe how long ago it was.
Mm.
It just blows my mind because what I remember the most is about when they would have Jaws on PTI the day of. They usually brought him on Mondays before the game because he'd be on set with Jaws doing the PTI show.
Yep.
And I always thought it was funny how, you know, how Jaws couldn't make a pick because he had to remain, what's the word I'm looking for? Roxy's looking at, what do you...
You say Jaws and I think of the shark? What? This Ron is Jaworski, way before my man. Time.
His name's Ron Jaworski. They call him Jaws. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I didn't realize I
now
was going to have to...
up.
Didn't realize I was going to have to, you know...
Explain.
Well, yeah. Anyway, can we get into the airport story? You kind of just dropped it in passing.
Yeah.
What is that all about?
Okay, I know. I just was thinking about airports. So we just returned from a trip from Disney World, which is a place of sorrow and despair, people. I can't emphasize this enough. It's a terrible place of sadness. And so we got back to National Airport. We're at the luggage claim. I'm with all four of my kids. And I go to my wife, I elbow her, I go, that's Mr. Tony. And I didn't go into all the detail about the airplane trip and stuff, how he doesn't like flying. And I go, don't bug him. And she couldn't help herself. She went over and said hello. And then I had to go shake his hand. And Carol was there. And I think it was Michael and I guess when his first kid was a baby, you know, I just felt really stalkery and weird doing it. You know, it's good when you have a pretty wife and she can break the ice and make you seem 50% less stalkery and weird. But I still felt that way. I sent them an email afterwards with some of the band's music and got a laugh out of Jeannie And I'm very proud of that.
Oh, that's great. I wonder if Carol will remember that story. She listens to our podcast.
She does.
You know, I remember my son like rolled a penny over there, and it looked just like such a deliberate, oh, we lost a penny. What have we done? You know, it was just, I am so cringy with it. But, you know, that's me. I don't bug the famous folk.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, we're kind of the same way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, we can't thank you enough for coming on to Meet the Littles. This has been fantastic. Now, we have our fun, dumb questions. Hopefully that's going to be okay. Doesn't matter. We're doing them anyway. Go, Roxy.
Okay. What would you do if you were invisible for a day?
Wow. That is both fun and dumb. I think I would still, well, I mean, are we talking about an hour by hour breakdown?
Let's say 24 hours.
I would start it at the Kornheiser show. I would go and spook the, I would go to Uncle Eddie's table, or what is it, Uncle Benny's table, and I'd rattle around and
Uncle Benny's
freak
table.
Them out. I'd make my, that's really the start of the day.
Okay.
If it were today, I'd go around and I'd harass people at the Cherry Blossom Basin.
Nice.
I have photobombed more photos at the Cherry Blossom Basin because it's a public health hazard the way you walk around and it's so crowded and people stop and take pictures and they expect the world to stop around them. So I'd go harass them. That would be my early afternoon. And then to close off the night, I don't know, maybe sneak into some clubs, you know, not pay the cover charge, rob a bank or two.
You know, rob a bank is so popular.
You
got to
think big. You know, start some supervillain networks, you know, seek out some other guys, at least for that 24-hour duration that had my same powers and deviant behavior, and team up, you know?
Yeah, nice.
All right. Perfect. All right. Well, besides Shad in D.C., who would play you in a movie of your life?
I don't know. That's a great question. Boy, are you talking about physical resemblance?
Sure.
Or just who I would want. Who's
I mean,
my
makeup
guy out
makeup
there?
Can go far these days, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, let me see. What have I been watching a lot? I just finished The Masters of the Air, Apple TV thing, and those are the most handsome soldiers I've ever seen in my life. So I'll take any cast member of Masters of the Air show. You can
excellent.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice. Okay, would you rather be the best player on a team that always loses or the worst player on a team that always wins?
Boy, great question. And I could use that in my legal world and with my teams. I'm going to say worst player on the best team.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're a part of it.
You can take that afterward. You can leave it. Okay, you didn't need to hear any more than that. Sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. No, it always brings up some questions. Usually mm-hmm. there's questions that come with that. Like, if it's a basketball team, are you the sixth man or are you the fifth man? Like, are you on the court and the worst player, or are you just sitting on the bench the whole game?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because there's a big difference.
Yeah, sure.
You know, sure.
Yeah. They're not letting me on the roster.
Yeah. So, hey, what's the one movie you love so much that you know you will be best friends with another person just by them loving it as well?
Man, this is going to sound kind of weird. But lately, when the movie La La Land comes on, uh-huh. I can't turn it off. And I can't articulately describe why I love it so much. And there are parts of it that aren't great. But there's a beauty and a Broadway throwback that just captures me in its dazzle. And I'm smitten by it.
Okay.
But I don't know if anybody else
is. Well, this is interesting. Roxy, have you seen it?
I have not.
Okay, I have not either. Well, this is the weird thing. We turned on our DVR, if you want to call it DVR.
YouTube TV.
It's our YouTube TV, but you know, with your library, they call it, with the stuff that you have recorded. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, it's there now.
It's like there.
It recorded for us, but we didn't ask it to record it.
I think it's a sign we need to
watch
it.
I think it's a sign.
That's
and also,
I'm the Galactic Commander, and I willed it be done.
Yeah, right. Well, and also, we recently, finally, after all these years, watched Yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you ever see that movie?
I saw it. I have got issues with Ed Sheeran or whatever that guy's name is.
Yeah.
The problem with the movie is it made him likable, and that bothers me.
Well, I just mean it. I just
and
think
I
that's.
I have a hard time reconciling my distaste for him versus. What seems to be, he seems to be a pretty awesome guy, but I've really grown to dislike him.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You know.
Okay.
This is my problem.
I mean, it was a great movie, but yeah, it's. I think we're due to watch La La Land soon.
Yeah.
Give it a whirl.
Yeah. Okay. If you could squirt any condiment from your finger, what would it be and why?
Well, it would be mayup, because mayup, the combination of mayonnaise and ketchup, is you know, you can't beat it.
Absolutely. That's a great answer. That's my answer. Right?
Your answer is ketchup. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, ketchup.
But ketchup and mayo, they go well together.
Yeah,
so you guys could be best friends.
But mayo's a very close second.
In a party situation.
Yep.
A very close second. All right, last one. What's a special hidden talent you have that no one else knows about?
I like growing vegetables in my garden. I'm not sure I'm good at it, but I like doing it. It brings me peace.
Okay.
That's it. It's simple.
Roxy, we have so many similarities.
Yeah, I know. Chuck can't wait to have a garden. We can't right now. We live in the city, but yeah.
Anyway. All right, Roxy, let's do some rapid fire.
All right, Coke or Pepsi?
Oh, Coke.
How about Mr. Furley or Mr. Roper?
Oh, man. Well, if I were at the Regal Beagle, forced to have a beer with one, boy, you got to go Furley. You got to go Furley.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
He was only in Griffith, you know? I don't know we're not talking about this. The character, but still.
Now, I will say, if Mr. Roper's wife's with him, that could be a good time. But if it's just Mr. Roper, I agree.
Yeah, my wife dressed up like her and did a marathon with a bunch of other similarly dressed ladies. And they did a Roper fun run. It was so weird.
Oh my gosh. Cute.
That's great.
That's fun.
That's great.
All right. Smooth or crunchy peanut butter?
Crunchy.
All right. How about pancakes or waffles?
Waffle.
All right. We're on a roll, Roxy. Do I dare? All right. Let's do
it.
Go
for it.
Do you put peanut butter on said waffles or pancakes?
No.
Perfect.
All right. Chuck, your streak continues.
That's a strong no.
That's a strong no. All right, what's next?
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. And I know there's like a Beatles versus Stones kind of thing, and I do love them both. However, I've spent a lot of time collecting replica lightsabers. I mean, my wife can't even, I have to hide them from my wife because I've ordered so many.
Oh.
So I got to say Star Wars. I mean, I'm thousands of dollars into this lightsaber habit. Anyway, that's more than we needed to know.
Wait, that's cool.
I was going to say this could be a bury the lead moment.
That's very
for
cool.
Sure.
Yeah, she's going to, no, don't delete it. No, she needs to know. And again, I masquerade them as gifts for my kids. I'm like, here, son, have a lightsaber. He's like, Dad, I don't want a lightsaber. I'm like, okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, right. Wow. Yeah.
That's great.
We bought, instead of sending you to college, here's
some lightsabers.
You need college. We have a replica lightsaber.
Exactly.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
That's okay. My mom bought a monkey instead of sending me to college.
Yeah,
so
right,
I get it. I totally get it. All right. Last one. Uranus jokes, not funny or never not funny?
Never not funny. Always
excellent.
Funny.
Great.
All right. Excellent.
We like that.
All right. Well, thanks again for coming on to Meet the Littles. Now, is there anything we can plug for you, and how can people get in touch with you if you want to be gotten in touch with?
Hey, Virginia Coalition is the name of the band. We're doing a show on July 7th at Wolf Trap with the Pat McGee Band. And I know Pat McGee has been on Tony's show a couple of times. It ought to be fun. Come out to that. Yeah, we got a website, Facebook, Spotify, all that stuff. And Chuck and Roxy, thank you guys so much. This is a really cool thing you're doing, and I appreciate being part of it.
Well, thank you, first of all, and we're about to blow your mind, Roxy.
Yeah, Pat McGee was on episode 258 of our show.
Hello, we know Pat McGee. He's been on our show.
Him and Tim Reed came on together, yeah.
So you'll have to listen to that episode, too.
Yep.
All right, well, thanks again for coming on to Meet the Littles, and as an homage to the big show, we'll get you out of here on this.
Over or under?
It's an under, folks. I just checked. I'm at home. I went, and I know that's probably a unpopular answer, but I got to be honest. Transparency is my nature. I've got, we're at an under here, at least in the hallway back.
All right. I like that.
Okay. Well, Roxy's
on. I might get canceled for this, folks.
No.
No one's coming to see your band now because you're an under. No, we've had plenty of unders.
We have the majority
of
overs.
I'd say it's like 75-25 or maybe even 80-20.
I would say 80-20.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's all right.
It's great. Hey. You like what you like.
Exactly. You like what you like. Roxy's actually adaptable, we say.
I grew up as an under, so I would actually say I'm an under, but Chuck is an over, and you know, I learned to adapt.
Best wife in the world and adapted so to make my life just better. So anyway. All right. Well, Steve, thanks again for coming on to Meet the Littles. We really appreciate the time.
Hey, thank you guys, and keep doing what you're doing.
All right, all you loyal listeners.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Loyal Littles Podcast. Now back to the show.
How does Chuck and Roxy find these people? How do they find them?
Friday 5. Now it's time for Friday 5. Tell you why. because it's Friday and it's time to jive. And when a little tells us in advance, then we actually stand a chance. It's time for the Friday Five, Friday Five, oh, Friday, Friday Five, the Friday Five, Friday Five, oh, Friday, Friday Five, the Friday Five, Friday Five, oh, Friday, Friday Five, the Friday Five.
And that's the sound of another Orioles hitting a home run.
Oh, Chuck, shut it. Hey, did you see our guy, though? He broke the record. Ooh. What's his name? O'Neill, I think his name is. He has
no idea.
Five consecutive opening day home runs. We just got him from, I think, the Cardinals.
Wow. Okay.
It's one of our new guys.
Nice, yeah. Nice.
He got it in, like, late, eighth inning.
Wow. Yeah,
a couple nights ago on opening night.
Cool.
It's going to be a rough couple weeks, Roxy. Red Sox on the West Coast.
I know.
This is crazy.
What's
yeah,
up
you
with
have to
that?
Watch late. Late but, games.
Yeah, that's all right. We're hanging in there. So we wanted to talk. I had to go back, and that hold music is fantastic. And that, I swear, that was Shad doing the bumper. That was not Steve Dawson doing it. Okay. I'm telling you, I just think, I know they don't sound exactly alike, but I think they sound very similar.
Okay.
Great hold music. So let's do, so that sound is obviously we're doing Friday Five.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
But Chuck, let's give you 30 seconds. I mean, what do you want to talk about baseball? We know the O's are going to be good again this year. You're kicking ass right out of the gate.
Taking names.
First day, you scored, what, 11 runs? Something like that?
11 runs. And my starter had 11 strikeouts.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, wow. You got, yeah.
That's good. That's all we need to hear. We're good.
Well, this is probably the first year where we've started the season and we have expectations.
Yeah, right.
Right, that's
usually
true.
Usually at this point, we're like, oh, I'd take 60 wins this year.
Right, right.
After last year, we kind of have to
step it up.
Know, step it up.
Now you're going to know what it feels
now,
like,
now
Chuck.
Everybody's, yeah, exactly. Well, that whole division is going to be the same way. So everybody's, it's going to be a battle.
Yep, absolutely.
This summer.
All right, let's get to our Friday Five.
Yes.
All right, this is by Devorah, right?
Yes.
Sharamita.
Yes, episode 218.
Yes, episode 218. So Chuck has not heard these or seen these yet.
No.
Okay. So let's...
Going blind.
You're going in blind. So we haven't done this in a while. So.
Also, happy birthday,
Oh, yeah,
Devorah.
It was her birthday
yesterday. Yep.
Birthday yesterday. So
yep.
Happy birthday. We
happy
won't
birthday.
Deveal the age, although happy maybe she does in the first question. I don't know. Let's go. Roxy, you got number one?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, number one. Since this is my birthday, let's start with age. New age, old age, aged to perfection. My standard answer is that we've been married 48 years, so I'm 53. I was 5 and it was arranged. What is the most creative way you've described your age?
Okay, I didn't understand. I was 5 wow. and it was arranged. I'm not touching
like,
that.
Okay.
I was told there'd be no math.
Yeah. Chuck, we'll let you go last since you didn't hear these questions. You're not going last on all of them. But so Roxy, what do you have?
I don't know. I think the only thing I say is around this time of year, I usually say I'm almost
okay.
such and such, the next age that I'm going to be. So mm-hmm. I am almost 35. That's true.
And, oh, okay.
Right. Or sometimes I'll reverse them. So I'm actually going to be 53. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Reverse the numbers. Yeah. But that's not really interesting
right. People
or
do
funny.
That. Yeah.
I think it's funny, but it's not really.
The only thing I thought of right off the top of my head was young at heart. But
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You're only as
I'm
old
an
as
old
you
soul.
Feel. Well, you're an old, you use that one.
I'm an old soul. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck, what do you got?
I don't refer to my age. I'll either say like early part of the decade. I'm like, oh, early 40s, mid 40s, late 40s, 50s. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't really throw the number out there.
Yeah, but the question is, what's the most creative way you've described your age?
Well, I usually lie and say the next number ahead.
Ah,
especially when I turned 50. So when I was at 49, I was like, well, I'm basically 50. I mean,
right.
I don't have a big deal going to a new decade. So,
gotcha.
Oh, you know, so you didn't like do the, like, I'm 49 again or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
No, I was like, I'm 49 is basically 50. So I just say I'm 50.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Question number two. This year, my birthday falls on Good Friday. It has fallen on Easter as well as Passover, which requires creative birthday cake choices and celebrating early or late. What holiday has shared your birthday?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
You want to go first?
Summer Littles.
Yeah, Summer yeah. Littles last year.
Yeah. I mean, it's usually
nice.
Like that weekend
right.
of my birthday, you yeah. know? So.
But no, last year it fell.
It
well,
fell right.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Actually, we did the day early. Remember?
Oh, that's right. That's
so
right.
So Summer of Littles. So it might be on this year. I think it falls on your birthday this year.
Oh, I
technically.
Think it might.
But we got permission from Bob Walsh to do a Friday mm-hmm. night. Well, we didn't.
Actually,
they
maybe
did.
Not because of leap year.
Oh, maybe not.
So I think it's
anyway.
It
that's
jumps.
The.
But it's still it's the birthday weekend.
I love that. The important thing about this is that we consider Summer of Littles a holiday.
Absolutely.
That's the thing.
And you'll be in Branson.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. I don't know.
Ed Butt might have something to say about that.
Yep.
Episode 51. He sent me did I tell you this? I don't think he told. He sent me airlines showing how you can get flights in.
Oh, okay.
So he's like, so enough of these excuses about, well, we might be here, we might be there. He's like, you can get in from anywhere.
Okay.
He's like, so to Michigan. That's up in Michigan. You want to meet us up in Michigan, Chuck?
Oh, Michigan. Yeah, we've wanted to go there for a while now.
Oh.
Upper Peninsula.
Chuck talking. Take three. Go. This is, I want to say Upper Western Michigan, I think is where.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really nice there.
Yeah. Oh, no. The pictures. Trust me. The pictures are beautiful.
Yeah.
Mine pisses me off every year.
Yeah,
Mine is May 4th.
Yeah, May the 4th. Yeah.
Star Wars hijacked it about 10 years ago when the internet became really, really popular. And they claim it's always been there, but I never heard of it before the internet.
Right.
So screw them.
Right.
Anyway, what do you got, Chuck? Anything?
I got nothing. No, I'm in the end of July. Right. So there's really, the holidays are kind of passed by then.
Right.
But so I'm going to steal a different holiday. This Sunday is Amy and I's 6th wedding anniversary on Easter.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go with that.
Chuck, happy anniversary.
I know.
Thank you.
Thanks for reminding me. We'll text you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thanks for reminding me.
It's the iron year. Got to buy something iron.
Iron.
So. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Ours is going to be leather this year.
Whoa. All right.
Yeah.
Put the email down. Episode 178.
Last year was cotton. This year's leather.
Episode. Put the email down. Put it down.
This is a family show.
Is it though?
Mostly.
All right. I was going to talk about something else, but let's move on. Question three. What do we got?
Hidden objects. When our feminine child was 3, she found the Afikomen in our host's shirt in the back by his belt. Thank goodness it stopped there. Where is the weirdest or most unusual place you have found or hidden the Afikomen or an Easter basket?
Okay,
Chuck,
do you have any idea what that is?
Not even a clue.
Okay, we didn't either. We had to Google
just
it.
Guess.
Yeah.
We had to Google it.
Yeah.
Full disclosure.
Yeah.
So it has to do with hiding a piece or something like that.
Yeah, right.
So we're going to go with Easter basket because that's what we knew. But I was shocked and appalled that you'd never, I guess mom never hid your Easter basket.
No, I mean, we would wake up and come downstairs and it would be on the table. But I never, honestly, I was a good child. I would never go seeking out my gifts. You know what I mean? Like, also thought the Easter Bunny brought it overnight. So
Exactly.
Yeah. So I don't know where they hid it. Actually, I think I know where they hid it, but it's
okay. No. This was like for us, it was part of the Easter egg hunt.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so we left out our baskets. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the stocking.
Yeah,
that's what I think the connection was. And so when we woke up, it was filled, and usually there was like a gift in there.
Yeah, right. You know,
and with the eggs and the candy and stuff. And then that was part of the Easter egg hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Was finding your basket as well as the eggs, because you didn't know where the Easter bunny. You left it for the Easter bunny to fill it.
Gotcha.
You know.
Gotcha.
And then stuff like that. So the answer to the question though, you know, it's funny. There was never really super interesting. I just remember a couple places, like cabinets, things like that. I remember where I found them, but there's nothing really super weird or interesting. Unusual, I guess, is weirdest or unusual was the question. But Chuck, do you have anything like that? Did you get an Easter basket?
Yeah, we had Easter baskets, but we never hid them. They were
Roxy. Interesting.
Yeah, like Roxy. They would either be like on our bed or on our desk, or you know, when we woke up or later in the day or something.
Hmm.
We just did the egg part for searching.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's go to number 4. Holidays, especially Jewish holidays, are all about the food. They tried to kill us. We survived. Let's eat. I'm all about good brisket or fluffy matzo balls. Gefilte fish, not so much. What are your favorite Passover Easter foods?
Mm.
I mean, mine's just candy, right?
Yeah, you do like the jelly beans and the chocolate for
sure. Yeah, I like the jelly beans, especially the day after Easter when they're on sale. Mm-hmm. Now, Chuck here is on a diet this year, so hopefully there won't be too many of those. I will say this. I'm not a big hard-boiled egg person normally, unless maybe sometimes it's like, I love deviled eggs, but just a regular hard-boiled egg where you crack it, peel it, put some salt on it, eat it.
Yeah, right.
But on Easter, I always did.
Yeah.
I usually would eat one or two.
Right.
Yeah, that's it, though.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got?
We usually do a ham for dinner, which is always delicious. My mom puts pineapple on it, and the pineapple juices with the brown sugar just cooks in there, and then it becomes sort of like a gravy, like a sauce that I then just, you know, douse my ham.
This will be my first.
Yeah, you have to have the sauce that my mom makes.
I will. I'm gonna try everything.
Good. It's so good.
Yeah, I'll absolutely try it.
Good.
All right, Chuck, what do you got?
We never have had a, that I recall, a home-cooked Easter meal.
Oh, did you go out all the time?
We always went to like Easter brunch somewhere. And so, you know, you can kind of get whatever you want, breakfast food.
Yeah.
Or I always opt for the breakfast part.
Yeah.
So I haven't really done like a hearty meal Easter right. time. You know, just do the brunch and then, yeah, candy the rest of the day. I mean, just like sugar coma.
Yeah. Now that you say that, that's true. That's what we did growing up, too. We always went out. That was like, I guess, my way of my dad giving my mom the day off from cooking or something. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, we'd always go out. And stuff like that.
Cool. Yep.
All right. What's the last one?
Last one, number five. Since Easter is tomorrow, what is the one thing you would want to get in your Easter basket? If I got one, it would include goodies from La Cheeserie, especially a bottle of Louis Jadot Puy-Foussy.
Yeah. Who wrote these?
What?
Did episode 178 write these?
Vonnegut.
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's tough. Like, does it have to fit in the Easter basket? Or
no, you can't get a new car, like, Chuck.
Is it just like a dream?
Yeah. I mean, I guess for me, it would be white chocolate. I'm just going to say that because that's like my favorite kind of chocolate. Even though it's not chocolate, whatever. Okay. Put the emails down. Mm. No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say the winning lottery ticket.
Well, that's true. If you knew it was the winning lottery ticket, sure. But
yeah, chocolate, candy, jelly beans.
There's a huge list here.
Well, I also think.
Oh, Cadbury eggs.
Easter. Oh, okay. I'm not a big Cadbury egg. Are you a Cadbury egg, Chuck?
Yes. Not the ones that have like the fake.
Yeah, it's like yolk in the middle. Gross.
No, not that part. But they have these new ones that are little small ones that are great. Oh. Uh-oh, baby's up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she's sitting up in the bed.
All right.
In the room.
Bring her on to say hi, and then we'll let you go. Because we're done anyway. That was the last one.
Yeah.
That was the last one. We got some emails to get to, but...
We can let you go.
Hi, baby.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Sophia.
Go feed your child, Chuck. All right. Have a happy Easter. Thanks for popping on, Chuck.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. It's been too long.
Okay.
All right, Roxy, always good to have him on. And next, it's what everyone has been waiting for.
Yeah.
Let's get to our bracket challenge name, contestants.
Okay.
We've narrowed it down now from the Sweet 16 to the Big 8.
Yes.
Okay. So we've basically...
This is a big deal.
...chopped him in... Oh, it's the biggest deal. It's bigger than... I'm not even going to worry about the bracket who's actually winning right now because we're in the middle of the weekend and changes, you know, as you're hearing this, it's changing. So,
right.
Yeah. Okay. So this is what we've got. These are in random order.
Okay.
We know that. Let's go right down the list here. I feel like there should be a drum roll. We'll wait for the final four. Haven't watched one game. That's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Ritz's Secret Bracket.
Yep.
That's number two. This one I still don't get, but we love it. Smashy Von Sausage.
I know.
And then we have a double. This is not usually, you know, when there's a theme, we only have one. But I think because it's the new theme. Then we have Totally Not Ritz. Wink.
I like the wink. It adds a nice little flair to it.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yep. Okay. And you got the last four.
Yep. Then we have Mush the Flouse.
Yeah.
Then Mr. Roper's Crunchy Peanut Butter Cups Down.
Longest name ever.
Then Choxie's Box. And then Fonz me, Fonz you.
That's right. All right. That's our big eight.
Big eight. Elite eight? Is that what they call it?
Big eight, elite eight. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think you're right. It's elite eight.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so that's what we narrowed it down to. Now, remember, this is not just Chuck and Roxy.
No.
You know.
All the third wheels.
All the third wheels are involved in this.
Yep.
They voted. And the important thing is you can't blame us.
No.
Let's get to some emails.
All right, let's do it.
All right. This one, you have some tissues? Go get some tissues.
Yeah.
Should we come back to this one? No, let's just do it. We only have time for a few here. Hello, Chuck and Roxy. I am a new subscriber to your podcast, and I am a longtime listener to the Tony Kornheiser Show. I was mentioned in the episode titled I'm Not Fiction on April 20th, 2022. Yeah, ask Tony if he remembers that. I am the retired master sergeant that Mr. Tony mentioned moving to Yap. I wrote to Mr. Tony about my time in the military and the difficulty I had dealing with my PTSD while in the service and how PTI was the reason I limited my drinking until 6 p.m. in the evening. I just wanted to say thank you for doing this podcast. It makes my day.
Aww.
Respectfully, Master Sergeant retired, Antonio Rodriguez.
Wow.
Mr. Rodriguez.
We'd love to meet you.
Episode TBD.
Yes.
Yes. It sounds like you must have had an interesting life.
Yeah.
And thank you for the email.
I know.
Rox is like, that's why we do this.
Yep.
That's why we do this. So do you want the honors?
Sure.
I think you should have the honors
this
time.
Okay.
All right.
Dearest Choxie, Chuck, How many times do you have to reference a prior girlfriend? One in West Virginia, one from Pennsylvania, one from the revival of Cats. It never ends.
Okay, let's pause that. We're going to dissect this email because
it's
Chuck
true,
here.
It's true. It never ends.
Well, wait. Okay. But first of all, there's never one from Pennsylvania. I mean, there might have been a hookup in Pennsylvania, but there was never a girlfriend from Pennsylvania. I don't even know. Just joking. And now I would never date someone from Cats. Never did. No, I don't think I have. I definitely haven't.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway. But no, my point is I told you the story. And I wanted to save it for the podcast, but of course I couldn't. Was this could come in handy because yesterday I went to a liquor store to buy Roxy some more, fuel. And and it's one of
it's
these that we
not that much fuel.
And it's one that we go to frequently. So you opened an account there where you get like frequent.
It's like rewards points.
It's rewards points.
I think every dollar you spend you get a point or something.
Yeah, whatever. So I thought of this and I knew she had it there. So I said to them was, "Hey, I have a number for you." I said, "Here it is." Yes, I had to look it up. I'm embarrassed to say that, but I had to look up Roxy's phone number. And I gave it to him. And he just says, "Roxy?" And I went, "Yeah, that's it." He goes, "Oh, well, you have a $10 credit on this account. Would you like to use it?" And I went, "Hell yes, I would." So I used it. My point is, I'm going to start using all these X names because he never said, I guess I don't even have to be attached to the account or whatever.
They have to have an account. If they don't have an account,
right, of course,
it's not going to do any good.
I'm going to start remembering these past ex-girlfriends at where they shopped.
Oh,
I'm going to start giving out their phone number and see if I can get some shop credit.
Chuck.
I'm saying this could come in handy
anything
later in life.
Anything for a discount.
Anyway, go ahead,
anyway,
Roxy.
He goes on to say, "I can't tell if you are making Roxy jealous, making her mad, turning her on, just bragging, sounding like Al Bundy, or some combination of all."
Hey,
we get it. You visited Lititz many times.
Trust me, I've scored more than four touchdowns on more occasions. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, my gosh. Family show.
I didn't say hit a home run. I said scored four touchdowns in
my
one
dad
game.
Listens to this,
I know, well.
And hello. Sometimes my mom. The in-laws, you're seeing them.
Tomorrow.
Anyway, you are a well.
Hopefully they won't listen to this before then.
He says you are a well-traveled person. Well done.
Yes, I am.
Well done, Chuck. Anyway, I hope you crush the Congo Boleros and smack down Omar. I mean, he just sounds like a criminal. Hopefully they don't listen to this fine podcast.
Uh-oh.
But if they do, they should know that Chuck Bowles commando and isn't afraid to drop drawers when he's losing.
Okay, this is why you can't read these, because you can't get through them.
And Roxy has been known to sabotage balls with hot sauce that she squirts from her finger. That's what she said. Ritz is too nice. He's like the Gary Carter of this league. Surrounded by criminals, and he's just quietly doing his thing. Winning. He's winning. Sorry, Chuck.
Sure is.
I didn't bring up 1986 until now. Vonnegut, episode 278, ABTAHS. We will not do better next time unless we have leapt into third place in the crime-filled Broadway Ballers League.
Okay. Well, first of all, we haven't got the scores yet, so this is old news. First of all, Omar wasn't there.
No, and he's a lovely human.
And he is a lovely human. We love Omar. He's great. And then the other two, Chris and Daphne, they didn't show up. They got scared, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Alex was there.
No, Alex was there. Alex is fantastic.
Yeah.
And Jen, we love Jen too.
Right.
They're just great. It's a great team. But they had new people.
Yeah,
they had all these new people.
I mean,
apparently they have the old, so they were legal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were legal.
I trust that.
And it was a good match. I think we squeaked them out.
I think we did.
Yeah, I think we squeaked it out. But again, bravo to Ritz. 212. That's great.
Yeah.
So he is winning
for
sure. Okay, then we, long time, haven't heard from this one. Hi, just checking in. Enjoy the show. Keep up the great work. Why did the Scarecrow win an award?
Why?
Because he was outstanding in the field. Brandon Borzelli, Lebanon, New Jersey. Haven't heard from him in forever. Where's Brandon been? Anyway, that's all the time we have. Roxy, tell everyone how they can get in touch with us.
Go to our website, loyallittlespod.com. Everything you need is over there. Instagram, X, Facebook, email, sign our guest book.
Yes.
All the things.
All the things.
Check,
and if you do listen to us on Apple and iTunes, go over there and give us a nice rate and review. Thank you, Steve Dawson, for coming on again to Meet the Littles. Always a great time. Thank you, Tiny Chuck, for coming on. Thank you, Sophia. For chiming in at the
appearance.
Making a little appearance at the very end. And let's see. And we had Shad in D.C.
Yes.
with a bumper.
Yeah.
And happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter.
Have a wonderful weekend. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you hopefully next week sometime.
Yeah.
All right. And if you need a book.
Go to aaronsbooks.com.
And don't forget, if you are out shopping online tonight, don't forget to.
Use the code, people.
Bye.
It's not the way it goes, okay? You go over the top. Over the top.
repeating itself. Feels like I'm dreaming half full, half empty. What do you want to see? The happy part or the reality? Will you see the darkness or the stars? Hide the world from your deepest scars. Half full, half empty. The Loyal Littles Podcast is produced by the WTFC Podcast Network and edited by Louis B. Crocco. And the Loyal Littles Podcast logo is designed and drawn by Eric Lonergan.
Don't plug him.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to sound ridiculously silly. Could you just put us on hold?
Okay.
So we just did an interview with Steve, and it was fantastic.
Right.
And you put me on hold earlier, and we love the hold music.
Okay, one sec. How long do you want to be on hold? Are you just going to hang up?
I'll just hang up.
Okay.